The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter number 13, text number 42, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on December 12th, 2015, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Dvaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya
Daita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Vidyapati Jaya Deva Chanda Sharagita Asvadana Ramananda Svarupa Sahita Vidyapati Jaya Deva Chanda Shara Gita Asvadena Ramananda Svarupa Sahita. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord used to read the books of Vidyapati, Jayadeva, and Chandidas, relishing their songs with his confidential associates like Sri Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Purport. Vidyapati was a famous composer of songs about the pastimes of Radha Krishna. He is an inhabitant of Mithila, born in a Brahmin family. It is calculated that he composed his songs during the reign of King Shiva Simha and Queen Lakshmi Devi in the beginning of the 14th century of the Shaka era, almost 100 years before the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The 12th generation of Vidyapati's descendants is still living. Vidyapati's songs about the pastimes of Lord Krishna express intense feelings of separation from Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished all those songs in his ecstasy of separation from Krishna. Jayadeva was born during the reign of Maharaj Lakshmana Sen of Bengal in the 11th and or 12th century of the Shaka era. His father was Bojadeva and his mother was Vamadevi. For many years he lived in Navadvip, then the capital of Bengal. His birthplace was in the Birbhum district in the village of Kendu Bilva. In the opinion of some authorities, however, he was born in Orissa, and still others say that he was born in southern India. He passed the last days of his life in Jagannath Puri. One of his famous books is Gita Govinda, which is full of transcendental, mellow feelings of separation from Krishna. The gopis felt separation from Krishna before the rasa dance, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the Gita Govinda expresses such feelings. There are many commentaries on the Gita Govinda by many Vaishnavas. Chandidas was born in the village of Nanura, which is also in the Birbhum district of Bengal. He was born of a Brahmin family, and it is said that he took his birth in the beginning of the 14th century, Shakabda era. It has been suggested that Chandidas and Vidyapati were great friends because the writings of both express the transcendental feelings of separation profusely. The feelings of ecstasy described by Chandidas and Vidyapati were actually exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He relished all those feelings in the role of Srimati Radharani and his appropriate associates for this purpose with Sri Ramananda Roy and Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. These intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu helped the Lord very much in the pastimes in which he felt like Radharani. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in his connection that such feelings of separation as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed from the books of Vidyapati, Chandidas, and Jayadeva are especially reserved for persons like Sri Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar, who were Paramahamsas, men of the topmost perfection, because of their advanced spiritual consciousness. Such topics are not to be discussed by ordinary persons imitating the activities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. For critical students of mundane poetry and literary men without God consciousness, who are after bodily sense gratification, there is no need to read such a high standard of transcendental literature. Persons who are after sense gratification should not try to imitate Raghunuga devotional service. The songs of Chandidas, Vidyapati, and Jayadev describe the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mundane reviewers of these songs simply help people in general become debauchees, and this leads only to social scandals and atheism in the world. One should not misunderstand the pastimes of Radha and Krishna to be the activities of a mundane young boy and girl. The mundane sexual activities of young boys and girls are most abominable. Therefore, those who are in bodily consciousness and who desire sense gratification are forbidden to indulge in discussions of the transcendental pastimes of Sri Radha and Krishna. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapad Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamascha Sri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pichaline Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pushchanchadesha Tanine. Prabhupada has given very strong warning here. In the history of ISKCON, we see that when the Chaitanya Charitamrita came out, there were certain portions talking about these intimate loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. And there were some devotees in Los Angeles who formed a Gopi Bhava club. They just wanted to try to develop Gopi Bhava. They were interested, Tulsi worship was very attractive to them. But they thought Mangalarti was too mundane. Gravastakam was too mundane. They weren't interested in Gravastakam, only Tulsi prayers. So Prabhupada was taking his breakfast in Los Angeles, and Prajumna came in and told him about this group. Prabhupada was getting ready to put a piece of fruit in his mouth. That fruit never made it into his mouth. He put down the fruit. He said, call the leader of that club and call the GBC. And he immediately smashed them. They wanted to jump to Gopi Bhava without becoming purified, you see, through the process. This is called Sahajism. So Sahajas will look at these writings of Jayadev, Chandidas, and Vijayapati and think, yes, Gopi Bhava. But they haven't learned how to get free from, they're still lusting after women and talking about Gopi Bhava, you see. So we have to go step by step through this process. Raghunuga Bhakti is the perfectional stage. You can't jump to it artificially. You have to go to Raghunuga through the process of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is based on three principles, solid principles. You take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, you get initiated by the bona fide spiritual master, and you become fully obedient to the bona fide spiritual master. This purifies your consciousness, you see. By three things, like here's this microphone. It's on a tripod. There's three legs. If you take out any one of the, you take out one leg, it falls over. Take out two legs, it falls over. Take out three legs, it falls over. It requires three legs. So if you want to become qualified to go back to Godhead, you require these three legs: shelter, diksha, and obedience. Simply taking shelter of a guru, that's not enough. You have to formalize that shelter by initiation. And simply being initiated is not enough. You have to obey the spiritual master. We see sometimes devotees will get initiated, but then they obey their guru, you see. They do their own thing. The guru gives an instruction, they ignore the instruction. They're not properly situated in Krishna consciousness. So you have to go through the proper process. Take shelter of guru, get formally initiated to where you make a vow, a lifetime vow, of following those orders of the spiritual master, and then actually obey those orders. And this way you can come to, someday to that stage of Raga Nuga Bhakti, where you realize your original relationship with Krishna. There are actually stages of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami. And we have to go through these stages step by step. You can't bypass any of the steps. You have to go carefully through all the steps. The first step is sadhu sangha. Now the first step is shraddha, or faith. You have faith. There is God. I want to develop my love for God. I see the devotees. They are trying to develop love for God, so I appreciate that. You have faith in God, you have faith in the devotees. So then what do? You associate with devotees. That's called sadhu sangha. So you associate with the devotees. You start to take up the activities the devotees take up. You chant, you read the scriptures, you attend the arati, you offer arati at home, you offer your food to Krishna, you give up illicit sex, meeting and intoxication and gambling. By associating with the devotees, you gradually take up the activities that the devotees are engaged in, sadhana bhakti. And then you come to the stage called bhajana kriya, where you actually fully adopt the principles of bhakti. It means you get initiated, you obey your spiritual master in this way. That's bhajana kriya. And by this full dedication now, you're initiated, you're fully dedicated to serving your spiritual master with all of your thoughts, your words, and your deeds in all times, places, and circumstances. Then you enter into a stage called anartana vritti, where you're almost completely pure. It pops at 75% pure, you see. You're getting really purified. The lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, illusion, the envy, the laziness, the craziness, these things are going away now, you see. They're on the way out. They're going out the door. They're passing out of your heart now. That's called anartana vritti. There's some trace there, but they're on their way out, you see. Some traces are still there, but they're on their way out. That's anartana vritti. And as those traces become less and less, then you advance further, you see. After anartana vritti, the next stage is, what is that? Ruchi, isn't it? Ruchi. Ruchi stage. Well, the holy name becomes so sweet that you just want to go on chanting forever. It's so relishable, Krishna's name. You develop a taste. You actually, now that the anartas are going away, they're replaced by a wonderful taste for Krishna consciousness. And if you go deeper into that taste, the last tinge of those impurities are burned away. Then you attain the stage known as asakti. When you have attachment, you become completely attached to Krishna. And that's when Raganuga begins to manifest. You're totally attached to Krishna. Krishna is everything for you. You have no attachment except to Krishna. And those things in relation with Krishna, like Guru, Vaishnavas, Kirtan, all the things related with Krishna. It's your only attachment now to these things. Prabhupada explains in this asakti stage, you actually realize who you are in the pastimes of Krishna. So this is a very high level stage, asakti stage. You actually realize who you are in Krishna's pastime. And then as you enter into the emotions of that particular relationship you have with Krishna, that's called the bhava state. And then by engaging in that particular mood with Krishna within your heart, then you become, you absolutely become fully free of all, and all the coverings, and you have come to the stage of prema. So you can't jump to these things prematurely. You can't. Some devotees, they want to bypass anartana vritti and go straight to raganuga. It doesn't work. You have to purify yourself. You have to become pure. Therefore, we have sadhana bhakti. You see, rules and regulations of devotional service to purify your heart, rising early, clean shaven face. Prabhupada said, Lord Chaitanya objected to beards. Clean shaven face. For initiated devotees, that's the standard. Rising early, offering of food, preaching, all the activities that Prabhupada has given us. He trained us to go on Harinam Kirtan, to go on book distribution, to worship the deities nicely, to worship the spiritual master nicely, to have festivals like Ratha Yatra. All the things that Prabhupada taught us, this is for our purification. So by engaging in these activities, then we gradually become qualified to actually become completely pure and perfect. So if there's any questions, you can pass them forward. Is it wise to read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam for neophyte devotees? Yes, after you read the first 9. Or if you can't wait, Krishna book is okay right now, right off the bat, because Krishna book is explained in such a way that you'll be protected from misunderstanding. You can read Krishna book immediately. As far as the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, go step by step through all the other previous 9 cantos. How to assess when a devotee is qualified to read the pastimes of Radha and Krishna? When he's read the first 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam. Have you studied the Gita Govinda? No. Where can we find this book? I don't know. I have too much to read in Prabhupada's books to even think about Gita Govinda. How do we recognize a Paramahamsa? He has no desire except to serve Krishna. Today there is Jagannath Ratha Yatra. Please guide us, what is the best mood to attend a Ratha Yatra? The inner mood, which is very nice, this commemorates a pastime when Radha Krishna, when Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra went to Kurukshetra. Commemorates that. The gopis and Radharani, the Brijabasis, had come from Vrindavan also to be there with the Dwarkavasis. And they were seeing Krishna, but this is not our Krishna. This is Dwarka Raj, Dwarkanath. This is not our Krishna. They were seeing him, but they weren't satisfied. This is not our Krishna. This is some prince of Dwarka. We want our forest Krishna, you see. So in their hearts they were pulling Krishna, come back to Vrindavan. So this is the inner mood of how to celebrate Ratha Yatra. You grab that rope and you think, let me bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. The Brijabasis cannot tolerate his separation. Let me bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. So that is the esoteric understanding of Ratha Yatra. How did Krishna get this form of Jagannath? There was some katha going on, was it Rohini? Talking about Krishna's Vrindavan pastime. So there was a guard at the door, no one's allowed in. But then, I think it was Subhadra was first here. I recently published this in Thought for the Day. Subhadra was listening and she went into ecstasy, and then Balaram and Krishna, they came along, that went into ecstasy hearing about Krishna Vrindavan Leela. They went into ecstasy. It's actually the same Krishna, but Krishna in the ecstasy of hearing about Vrindavan Leela is Jagannath. It's the same Krishna. But his he went through a bite. Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra underwent bodily transformations. They became so absolutely stunned and overwhelmed by hearing about Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes that their bodily features changed, you see. And they manifested in the form that we see as Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. So Jagannath is Krishna in the ecstasy of hearing about Vrindavan. Is Krishna necessarily fully present in his full potency everywhere? Yes, for those who have the eyes to see. And there are scriptures, there are several instances where someone is being cursed for doing something wrong. Is cursing someone for doing something wrong a good? We are not qualified to curse. Don't you ever think that you're going to curse somebody for doing something wrong? If you do, it'll backfire. You don't ever do that. Great sages like Narada Muni, they can do. Narada Muni cursed Nalakavir Managrita to stand as trees, but they became liberated by his curse. But don't you ever think you're qualified to curse anyone. You are not. You will simply curse yourself if you do it. Curse someone. Yeah. They're already cursing themselves. Yeah, you don't need to curse anyone. Yeah, these people who curse, and someone who curses someone, oh, go to hell. They're going to hell. They're already, I mean, this is for people who are overwhelmed by the lower modes. What is the secret how to become more and more humble? Well, what's a pretty gross thing? Dog stool, huh? Ever seen dog stool in the street? Think yourself that you're lower than the stool, the dog stool in the street. Think that I am lower than the stool of the dog. That will help you become humble. Why is our faith so low that we cannot fully submit it to Krishna? Because you have not fully taken shelter of Guru. Can you tell us about the pastime of Srimati Radharani dressing as a cowherd boy? No. No. Why lust is so strong in us human beings? Because you wanted it. You got it. Even if we pray to Krishna to stop such lusty desires from coming, it still keeps coming. What to do? Well, you're not praying strongly enough. If I gave you a knife and said, okay, now slash your throat, would you like to do that? You're not slash your throat. Go ahead. Slash your throat. Have some fun today. Lust is worse than slashing your own throat. So you don't want to, now do you want to be lusty again? It's worse than taking a knife and slashing your throat. You want to be lusty again? He said, stop it. Stop this damn lust. Now. Don't ever be lusty ever again. Stop it. Otherwise, you're just cutting your throat. Many times the anartas found in our heart clash with between ourselves, creating rifts between us. So don't hold on to your anartas. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Kick them out. Get out. Mr. Anarta, get out. Mr. Lust, get out. Mr. Anger, get out. Kick them out. Don't be a servant of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy anymore. Just kick them out and lock your door of your heart. Don't let them back in. You have to understand, your love for Krishna is only manifest to the degree that you love devotees. You cannot love Krishna beyond the love you have for devotees. And love for devotees is not something theoretical. Oh yes, I love the devotees. No, it's practical. How much will you serve the devotees, not begrudgingly, but how much will you joyfully serve the devotees? Is it? How much you will joyfully serve the devotees? That is how much you're loving, truly loving devotees, and how much your love for Krishna will manifest. If you don't do that, don't kid yourself with your tilak that you're a devotee. You're not a devotee, you're a karmi. If you don't love Vaishnavas, well, the scriptures give a concession, you're a materialistic devotee. Give you a concession to make you feel good. You're a materialist. You're a devotee, but you're a materialistic devotee. It's called Kanishta Adhikari. One who has no love for Vaishnavas, who simply comes to the deities and says, give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Kanishta Adhikari, is it? If you're coming to the deities and begging this and that for your sense gratification, you're simply a stupid fool. It's all I can think of. You're nothing but a stupid fool. So don't be a stupid fool. You beg Krishna for bhakti. You beg Krishna for pure bhakti. Even the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all other things shall be added unto you. If you will focus on developing love of God, everything will come automatically for you. You won't have to worry about anything. If you only desire to develop pure love for Krishna, then everything will fall into place so easily and wonderfully in your life, you can't even believe how easy it becomes. The senior devotee who guided you to Krishna consciousness is now himself not obeying the principles. He's not a senior devotee. He was a senior devotee, but he fell down. He's no longer a senior devotee. Senior, of course, there are different understandings of senior. Senior means who got initiated earlier, okay. Senior means elderly in age also. You're my senior. I respect you because you're, you know, I'm 20 and you're 60, so I respect you as my senior. That's another seniority. But the highest, most proper understanding of seniority is who is more Krishna conscious? That's the proper understanding. So someone who introduced you and guided you and is no longer following it, you appreciate them for what they did, how they helped you, but you also try to help them and they've fallen down. If someone gives up the principles of Krishna consciousness, you're certainly indebted to them for the help they gave you and you try to help them. But you don't follow such person. Someone who gives up, who doesn't strictly follow, you don't follow them. That's wrong. You follow those who are strictly following Srila Prabhupada. If we happen to do some offenses while doing service, what must we do? Well, beg forgiveness and keep serving. How can an initiated devotee rectify his mistakes? If despite having taken initiation, he's not following the four regular principles to the extent of 100%. How can you rectify not following the principles? Start following the principles, that's all. It's simple. If you fall, a little child is learning to walk and they fall down, how can he rectify his fall down? Get up and walk, that's all. If you're breaking a principle, then stop it. Stop breaking the principle and start following it. That's all you have to do to rectify yourself. Just pick yourself up. Go back to your original position of vowing to follow these things. If you deviated for some time, that's lamentable, but you can overcome that by taking it up where you left off. Apichat sadaracharo bhajate mammananyaba. You see? Even if you make it the most abominable activity, you're considered to be properly situated if you once again engage in devotional service. What can be the possible cause why, despite having made mistakes, plans are not able to build a beautiful temple for Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda at ISKCON Phoenix? Well, there's not enough support, obviously. If there's the plans may be beautiful, but there have to be the supporters willing to contribute to the project. You may have very good plans, but if there's no supporters, then what you can do? You have to increase your own devotion and inspire others to increase their devotion. Who can inspire others to increase their devotion? But to speak of building the Phoenix Temple, our mission is to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Not just to make a little temple. I mean, this is beautiful. This would be wonderful. As I was approaching the temple today in the car driving up, I was thinking, someday it'll be a big, beautiful temple, you see, but it's not here yet. Some ugly old building, you see. So how do you bring such visions to reality? By yourself purely following this process, inspiring others to purely follow the process. Who can inspire others to purely follow the process? And this way we have to get the strength of numbers. Even for the mission of making the whole world Krishna conscious, I did some analysis of this. Prabhupada said, if we can make 1% of the world Krishna conscious, the whole world will become peaceful. And then he said, not even 1%, even less than 1%. So I just heard a statistic from Gopal Krishna Maharaj that we have 73,000 initiated devotees in ISKCON. So even if 50,000 of them can follow the rule of 10, That would give us 1%. The world population is 7.3 billion, so 1% of 7.3 billion is 73 million. So even less than that, even 50 million. So even if we can make 50 million people, get 50 million people purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness, the whole world will become peaceful. So how do you do that? Well, how do 50,000 devotees make 50 million devotees? It's the power of 10. If every one of those 50,000 devotees can bring 1,000 devotees, then you got the 50 million right there, and the whole world has changed. So how do you do it? The power of 10. You make 10 devotees who can make 10 devotees who can make 10 devotees, and you got it right there. So every devotee should think, let me purify myself, let me preach very enthusiastically and make 10 devotees. Every devotee in ISKCON must make 10 devotees. And train them to make 10 devotees who can make 10 devotees. And when that becomes a reality, then the whole world will become transformed. Simple arithmetic, simple mathematics. So there it is, the power of 10. So the same principle applies here for your temple, you see. A pure devotee sees Krishna everywhere. How is it possible for the pure devotee to serve Krishna in separation? By his not seeing Krishna. It's more ecstatic to not see Krishna than it is more ecstatic to be intensely absorbed in the feelings of separation by not seeing Krishna than it is to see Krishna, actually. You may say, what? How is that possible? The ecstasy of being separated from Krishna is higher than the ecstasy of seeing Krishna. The feelings of love are more intense in separation than they are in meeting. Meeting simply is there to enhance separation. And separation is there to enhance meeting. Vipalamba, separation. Even in the material world, as an example, when I was a kid, there was a pop song in the top 40 called, Sealed with a Kiss. This boy had a girlfriend, and I guess, you know, in the summer, the girlfriend went away somewhere else. He's feeling great separation from his girlfriend. So every day he said, every day I'll write you a letter and I'll seal it with a kiss. It's going to be a long, lonely summer. So So the feelings of love he expressed in those letters to his girlfriend were more intense than the feelings of love when he was with her. You understand? So in this way, that's a mundane example, but it's actually bona fide. In separation, the feelings of love are stronger than in meeting. So the pure devotees actually like to be in that mood. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Hey Radha, hey Rajadevi, ke shalalite, he nanda sunakutaha, shi govardhana kalpapadabhar kalayavad kalindi manakutaha. The Goswamis, even though they're qualified to see Krishna every minute, they prefer to be in the mood of not seeing Krishna and wandering about Vrindavan looking for Krishna. They find that a more ecstatic mood. Hey Radha, hey Rajadevi, ke, where are you Radharani? Hey Radha, hey Rajadevi, hey Nandus, where are you, O son of Nanda Maharaj? Are you on the Govardhan Hill? Are you in the forest groves on the bank of the Jamuna? Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? That mood they found more ecstatic than meeting Krishna, you see. Prabhupada actually told the Beatles to write songs of separation from Krishna. Only one Beatle took him up on that. That was George Harrison. And that song, you know that song, My Sweet Lord, I really want to see you, but it takes so long, my Lord. It's a nice sentiment. George expressed, I want to see you, I want to be you, but it takes so long, my Lord. This is separation. Prabhupada encouraged this. I told the Beatles to write songs like that. Songs of separation. From my understanding of today's purport, Prabhupada is indicating to us that we want to do further research about the topic, we have to consult the Gita Govinda. Is Prabhupada saying that? Let's see. Take a look here. Check the purport. Did he actually say that? I don't recall having the prophet said, you should now consult the Gita Govinda. I don't see where prophet said that. Why don't you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Prabhupada gave? Prabhupada's blood, this is his life blood. He gave his life to preserve these books. Why aren't you reading Prabhupada's books? Why do you want to run here and there reading this book and that book? Sense gratification. Why don't you take the books that Prabhupada gave you and study them scrutinizingly? Why do you want to run here and there for other books? It's an offense against Prabhupada, actually. It's an offense. You first read all of Prabhupada's books and then talk about reading other books. Read thoroughly, read all of Prabhupada's books, cover to cover. Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Book, Easy Journey to Other Planets, Nectar of Instruction, and once you, Bhagavad Gita, of course. Once you've read all of these books, then you can talk about reading some other books. But right now, it's simply maya. You have no dedication to Prabhupada. No dedication to Prabhupada. So don't be like a prostitute, you see. Don't be like a prostitute. You read Prabhupada's books. And believe me, you'll get everything you need from Prabhupada's books. Everything is there. Everything you need to attain the highest perfection of bhakti is all there in Prabhupada's books. So it looks like our questions have run out. And so we can end class now. There's nothing else. I'm delighted you all are here. I really appreciate it. I'm very thankful that all of you have come. May Krishna bless all of you, that you can become pure devotees of Krishna, become free of all the anarthas in the heart. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaura Premanandi.
His grave Shrimad Sakarshan Das Adhikari Maharaj ki jai.